Good morning, everyone. It's Thanksgiving Day, 24th of November 2022. Hope you're all enjoying your holiday, your turkey and your dressing, your pumpkin pie, whatever. Have you ever had something in your life that was like a constant irritation, and you ask yourself the question, why do I have to deal with this, you know? And if you have only one of those things, you're in good stead. Many of us have many irritations that we don't like. There's many parts of life that we don't necessarily enjoy. And we can get all upset about it and grind our teeth and complain, or we can smile and bear it, so to speak. You know, for many years, I was brought up with the attitude that you could control these things. These irritations in your life, you had charge over them. You could make them go away. I found out later that there are certain things we cannot change. In fact, we don't have any control over most things in our lives. You know, there's a lot of things. There's a lot more things that we don't control than we do control. And the biggest things in our lives we certainly don't have control over, and that is, you know, when we're born and when we die. The Bible says even the bounds of our habitation are in his hands. That means that we can't even control where we're living. We might think we're controlling where we're living, but God's in control of where we're living. God's in control of what kind of vehicle you drive. God's in control of what kind of clothes you wear. God's in control of what you do for a living. God's in control of how many children you have. God's in control of whether you have a boy or a girl, whether you have a pleasant marriage or a marriage full of grief, you know. I mean, he told Hosea to go out and marry a prostitute. And so, there's a lot of misnomers that people are raised with, ideas. I call it prefabrications, you know, that people are raised with, you know. You have choices. You can determine anything. Here's the lies I was brought up with. You can become anything you want to be. You can decide what you want to be. You have choices. You have a free will. All of these lies. That's why I wrote this book, The Lies of Free Will. Do you control your own destiny? Well, you know, we don't control our own destiny. God's in charge. God's the one who created us. He's the one who gave us life. And if you're one of His, He's the one who gave us spiritual life. And even though all men are born and conceived in sin, there's a great distinction between God's elect and all the rest of the people on the face of the earth. And what is the distinction? The distinction is, according to Ephesians 1, the elect are blessed with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. They're chosen in Him from the foundation of the world, and they're predestinated unto adoption. Do you believe those three things I just told you, that you were blessed with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places. You were chosen in Him from foundation of the world, and that you were predestinated unto adoption. Many, many people who say they're Christians don't believe those things, so they don't believe the Bible, do they? Many people say that you have to let Jesus into your heart. I've often said, if Jesus wants to get into your heart, He's going to get into your heart, and there's not a cotton-picking thing you can do about it. And I'll give you an example, the Apostle Paul. Saul, Saul, why dost thou kick against the pricks? Right? Who art thou, Lord? Well, I never get tired of proclaiming the sovereignty of God in all things, including salvation. And many people don't like to hear this truth. It rubs them the wrong way. It's not appealing to the flesh. They want to think they have a hand in their salvation. You know, I remember when I let Jesus into my heart. I remember the time and the place when I executed my free will. Really, really. If a person's dead in their trespasses and sin, they can't do squat. Okay? They can't do squat. So, with every bite of your turkey today, remember God's in control. God bless.